this is Tom Clymer, and you're listening to the podcast of the June 5th, 2014 edition of Tell Somebody. The broadcast of this show was part of the KKFI pledge drive, so you will hear appeals to call the station with a donation. But I hope you will listen anyway, because my guests, David Cobb and Mary Lindsay, had a lot of interesting information to share about the move to amend the U.S. Constitution. And for what it's worth, while the pledge drive is over and the phone volunteers have gone home, I think if you were persistent, it would still work to call 888-931-0901 during U.S. Central Time office hours and ask if you could get a little help making a donation to the station. Or you could go to www.kkfi.org and click on the donate button. All the money goes into the same pot, but if you would make this a donation for Tell Somebody, I'd surely appreciate it. Give a listen now to this week's edition of Tell Somebody. This morning on Tell Somebody, move to amends David Cobb and Mary Lindsay, asking you to call 888-931-0901 and support your community radio station. June 5th, 2014, www.tellsomebody.us on Twitter at Tell Somebody Now. Look for Tell Somebody Now on Facebook. This is your host, Tom Clymer. If you have any comments or questions on the show, drop me a line at mail@tellsomebody.us. Rather than trying to deal directly with the problems of homelessness, the Kansas City, Missouri City Council is poised to pass an ordinance making it more difficult for church and other nonprofit groups to feed the homeless. I've got some pictures of a protest at City Hall yesterday against this ordinance on my Facebook page. Look for Tell Somebody Now on Facebook. And I'll have more on that there and on the show next week. This morning, 2004 Green Party presidential candidate and MoveToAmend.org co-founder and spokesman David Cobb returns to the show via telephone, and KCMoveToAmend.org spokesperson Mary Lindsay joins us in the studio to talk about the need for a constitutional amendment overturning corporate personhood and the notion that money equals speech, and to ask you to support KKFI by calling 888-931-0901 and making a donation. On with the show. Good morning, everybody. This is Tom Clymer. I'm in the studio with Mary Lindsay. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Tom.
And I think we've got David Cobb on the phone. David, are you there?
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Mary. And good morning to all the Tell Somebody listeners.
Well, thanks so much for being here. I've got a lot I want to hear from you. But first, if you got a minute, Mary has some people to thank this morning.
Yes. During the past break on Democracy Now!, there were several people who called in with very generous donations. James and Dorothy McField of Kansas City, Kansas, made a generous pledge, as did Janice in Kansas City, Missouri, and also Jan Chapman of Kansas City, Missouri. And the very first call that I took involved a question I couldn't answer. Linda Mueller had called in asking if she pledged $2,000, if that would result in her being able to go to New York City and have dinner with Amy Goodman. And I didn't know how that worked, but I turned it over to somebody who did, and that happened. So thank you to Linda Mueller, and we hope you're going to have a wonderful time getting together with Amy Goodman in New York City.
And thank you very much, Linda Mueller, and that is also a very generous gift to this station on behalf of Amy Goodman. But give whatever you can. Give us a call at 888-931-0901, 888-931-0901. David Cobb, what do you think about all that?
Well, of course, what I know is this, that there is no such thing as a mainstream media anymore. There is a corporate media, and the corporate media exists to sell products, sell ideas, to convince people to buy products. Today, ever more, it is only on community radio, community television, and social media, where we, the people, can actually have reasonable conversations with ourselves about the pressing needs. And the needs are pressing. We are living in a moment of ecological crisis, economic crisis, political crisis, spiritual crisis. All these crises that are barreling down upon them, we need to be able to talk to each other about them, to understand what's happening and to make plans to deal with it. And of course, the corporate media does not merely ignore it, although they do that. They also confuse us. They propagandize us. So before we get underway, I'm going to ask people, if you are inspired and enticed by what you're about to hear, remember that you're only hearing this conversation because KKFI is people's radio. It is non-corporately filtered news, information, and analysis. This opportunity to have these kinds of conversations is precious and necessary. So I do hope that you'll be paying attention. I hope that you'll be inspired to get involved locally. But I am going to ask that you please make a donation during this segment of the program, and especially to let the station management and everybody really understand that locally produced weekly public affairs programming like this is vital to the KKFI community.
Well, thank you very much, David Cobb. And, I think doing a pledge drive just really dovetails in a lot of ways with what your organization and the local chapter that Mary Lindsay here is involved with are trying to do. But I think most KKFI listeners know something about corporate personhood and Citizens United and the move to amend the Constitution. But if there's anybody out there that maybe doesn't know so much about it, what is move to amend?
Well, what I would say it this way. Move to amend is a multiracial, multiethnic coalition of groups and people who have come together to demand the abolition, the absolute rejection of the illegitimate court-created doctrines that say a corporation must be treated as if it's a person with the same inherent inalienable rights as a human being, and that money is speech. These two doctrines, Tom, have literally stolen our sacred right to self-government, and to add insult to injury, they use the legal system to legalize the theft. So David Cobb, Mary Lindsay, the Kansas City Move to Amend local affiliate, and hundreds of thousands of other Americans are coming together to build a movement in the spirit of the abolitionist movement, the women's suffrage movement, the trade union movement, the civil rights movement. We're building a movement to say, actually, we the people are sovereign. We're supposed to govern ourselves. And these rich plutocrats who have taken over all aspects of our society and government are doing so illegitimately, and we know that it's going to take a movement to amend the Constitution, but to amend the Constitution in the manner of abolishing corporate constitutional rights will, in effect, Tom, effect serious, nonviolent, revolutionary transformation of power in this country. And we're excited to be growing.
And speaking of growing, You grow through a lot of local chapters all across the country. One of them is in Kansas City. Mary Lindsay, can you just give us a few introductory words about the Kansas City chapter of Move to Amend?
I'd be delighted to, but first I just feel this need to ask people who would like to donate to KKFI to pick up their phone.
I like the way you think, by the way.
I just didn't want us to go too long without mentioning this, and call 888-931-0901, or if they are near their computer, to go to kkfi.org, and there they can make a secure pledge through the internet. Those are really, I always love to be a guest on your program, Tom, or any of the wonderful locally produced programs here at KKFI. But I know I'm also here to pitch, and so I'm wanting people to remember that that KKFI really does, it works on a shoestring, but it still needs some funds to be able to do that. So now to answer your question about the Kansas City affiliate, yes, Kansas City, we were just so lucky and fortunate that in the summer of 2010 that these two Vietnam veterans named Robin and Laird Monahan were marching across the United States, all the way from San Francisco to Washington, D.C., and their path brought them through Kansas City. And so we were able to get off with a really rousing, rallying kind of start with Move to Amend here in Kansas City. And I will say that the Monahan brothers were doing this march with the support of Move to Amend, because Move to Amend had just really been born in that early that year when the Citizens United Supreme Court decision came down in January of 2010. So we got off here in Kansas City in a fortunate sort of way. And Kansas City, and probably in part because of KKFI, has a really vibrant activist community. And so we have been able, we of the Kansas City affiliate of Move to Amend, have been able to tap into people who are well-informed and pretty darn passionate about wanting to have the United States actually be a democracy, meaning rule by the people instead of just rule by the rich people and their corporations. So we currently, in Kansas City, in fact, we launched this petition drive to get the Jackson County Legislature to pass a resolution in support of amending the Constitution to establish that only human beings are persons with constitutional protections and that political money is not free speech. We launched that the night back on April 22nd when David Cobb was on his barnstorming tour through Kansas City. And so that's kind of the big thing that we are focused on right now. And we have volunteers, but we need more volunteers to do that, because we want to get, at least 6,000 signatures, and we'd like to get 10,000 signatures of Jackson County people from all over the county.
Well, if you're one of the couple of hundred people that heard David Cobb speak here a few weeks ago and appreciated that. Or if you're one of the thousands of people that have been touched in some way, contacted by Kansas City Chapter of Move to Amend, and you think this is an important issue, give us a call at 888-931-0901. And show your support for the station that leads the way in disseminating information about these sorts of things in this area. It's your community radio station. Support it. Get involved. 888-931-0901. David Cobb, I want to hear from you about why we need an amendment rather than something else, and why particular versions of the amendment are problematic or not. But if I could, I'm going to play a clip first. There was some Senate debate day before yesterday on one of the amendments that I think doesn't go far enough. Our Canadian Senator Cruz from Texas thinks it goes too far. Give a listen to this and then give me some response to it.
The second Pinard that's put forth is money is not speech. That's been repeated over and over again this hearing. I would note any first-year law student who put that as his or her answer on an exam would receive an F, because it is obviously demonstrably false, and it has been false from the dawn of the Republic. The Bill of Rights begins with the First Amendment. For over two centuries, Congress has not dared to mess with the Bill of Rights. This amendment, here today, if adopted, would repeal the free speech protections of the First Amendment.
Okay, David Cobb, you and Mary Lindsay want to shred the Constitution and the First Amendment. Why? What's wrong with you? Why do you want to do that?
Well, I think that we have to contextualize the comment. You know, it's unfortunate, but true. We have to actually start at the beginning. The reality is that there are two necessary amendments to the Constitution, both because courts have illegitimately created legal doctrines out of whole cloth. The idea that a corporation is a person is not in the Constitution. The idea that money is speech is not in the Constitution. In fact, the founders of this country were very clear about politically controlling corporations, and from the very inception of this country, it was understood that the integrity of the electoral process and protecting the integrity of the electoral process was absolutely part of the legislative domain. And I'm going to go even further. As late as the 1950s and 1960s in most states, including both Kansas and Missouri, it was a felony to use corporate money to even influence elections. Now, I want to point out that, and Senator Cruz says it was shred the First Amendment, the reality is that the Supreme Court is shredding the First Amendment with illegitimate court decisions, just as the court has a history of having done so. Remember that the court once said that women are not people for the purposes of the 14th Amendment. That's the Minor versus Happersett case. The court once said that no black man has any rights that a white man is bound to respect. That's the Dred Scott decision. The court once said that separate but equal Jim Crow segregation laws were not violations of the Equal Protection Clause, which are on its face, on the English language, that's just a ridiculous statement. Yet that was the law of the land, according to Supreme Court misinterpretation and imposition. All I'm getting at is what Move to Amend is doing is attempting to return the foundation of this country to an actual democratic republic where we the people are sovereign. It's really just that simple. And Senator Cruz's language is unfortunate, and I don't know if he is really that ignorant, if he is really that confused, or if he is really nothing more than a spokesperson for plutocracy, Koch brothers, and the ruling elite. But it's got to be one of those three as far as I can tell.
Okay, and if I could just interject here, pause for the cause. I'd like to thank Gunnar Bond, and forgive me if I mispronounce anything here, but Alex Diube and Marlon Beach, all of them picked up their phone and called 888-931-0901. 888-931-0901.
I'd like to jump in and say that I want to give an extra thanks to Marlon Beach because she has been a steady supporter of all of this since before Move to Amend even came into existence. So my personal thanks to Marlon for calling in her pledge.
And I'd like to second that because she's also been a long-time, consistent, dependable, much-appreciated supporter of KKFI and of this show. Mary Lindsay, you have done a lot of work trying to get people interested in the Kansas City chapter of Move to Amend. I imagine you've run into some people that say, my concern is climate change. I think that is the most serious problem facing America and the world today. I don't have time to worry about some kind of constitutional amendment. Or, you know, my pet cause is Monsanto. Why do I need to worry about other things that distract me from that? I'd like to get a response from David, too, but let's get yours first.
Well, I typically respond, I first of all try to listen, and I agree with their concerns, certainly, about the environment, the climate, about GMOs, about, you know, such things as that, which many of them are demonstratively hurting our actual planet, not to mention just a short range kind of pain. But I support them in, yes, continue your cause for the environment or fighting Monsanto, but that if we don't amend the U.S. Constitution in such a way that our elected representatives actually represent their constituents, the people who elected them and sent them to Congress or to the state legislature, whatever, if we don't amend the Constitution to establish that corporations do not have constitutional protections, and in this case, First Amendment free speech protection to be able to influence elections through money, and that political money is not free speech, so it can be regulated in the political process. If we don't do those things, both of them, then we are not going to be able to really do anything about the power of the polluting corporations and the Monsantos of the world. We simply won't have the power to do it. And so they may periodically get fined for, you know, horrible harms that they have done. They may once in a while get a regulation that they don't like and interferes with their profits, but the nature of it won't change. That amending the Constitution so that we, the people, really are in a position that we can rule, that is foundational. And so, yes, go on and fight for a healthy climate, but also be involved with amending the Constitution, because that's the basis of it.
David Cobb, do you agree? I mean, if I'm worried about climate change, I should waste my time on a probably very difficult, time-consuming, long-term amending the U.S. Constitution. Why should I worry about that?
Well, I think Mary did a phenomenal job, and will really underscore concretize, lift up what was inherent in what Mary Lindsay of the Local Move to Amend chapter pointed out, and that is that everything is related. If you care about the environment, if you care about racial and social justice, if you care about the prison industrial complex, if you care about any of the issues and are an activist, if you're engaged as a citizen trying to make changes, you know from firsthand experience that huge transnational corporations are usually, if not always, the instruments that you're fighting, that the uber wealthy elite and the predatory class are using to exploit and oppress us. I think that your question, understanding the spirit in which you're offering it, let's just acknowledge that you created a false dichotomy, that you either have to work on the environment or you have to work for social justice. You have to work for constitutional amendment and democracy, or you have to work for racial justice. This is simply not true. What Move to Amend does, and we are proud to do, is collaborate with people who are already involved and engaged in struggles for peace, justice, democracy, and ecological sanity. We happily collaborate with them day in and day out on a day-to-day basis. And we would never tell somebody, stop working on issues that you care about. What we would say is, let's find ways to leverage our work together, because really we're talking about building a democracy movement where we, the people, rule ourselves. And the second thing I'll point out is something that's incredibly exciting to me, is the number of people who come in to Move to Amend who have never been traditional activists. Yes, many traditional activists get excited about Move to Amend because they see how systemic it is, how working on this actually makes all of the rest of our work easier, but there are many people, literally tens of thousands of people who are coming in to Move to Amend who were never self-described activists. And Mary, I think you might be one of those people.
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, David, you're right. I was an ordinary person, so to speak. I voted, and that was pretty much the extent of what I did until I learned about corporate personhood. That was a few years before Citizens United and Move to Amend came into being. But yes, I came on board directly when I heard a very compelling speech about corporate personhood and realized that if we didn't do anything about that, if we didn't make it totally clear that corporations are not people and cannot have that kind of power, then the planet, as well as the country, would be completely destroyed. And so, yeah, that's how I got in the door. But many of the people who are involved here in the Kansas City affiliate of Move to Amend came in through other doors where they had another cause that became their focus, and then they came to understand the systemic aspect, that if we don't change the system so that people, actual living human beings, people have the power to rule through their government, that it can only get worse when huge corporations and the super rich are the ones who our elected representatives pay attention to and make their votes comport with the interests of those huge corporations and wealthy people. So, yeah, people are coming in to Move to Amend through all kinds of doors, and I say we welcome them however they get to us.
This is Tom Clamer. You're listening to Tell Somebody on KKFI, and in the studio with me, the voice you just heard was Mary Lindsay, spokesperson, organizer, cheerleader for the Kansas City chapter of Move to Amend, kcmovetoamend.org and look for KC Move to Amend on Facebook. On the phone we have David Cobb. He was the 2004 Green Party presidential nominee for the Green Party. I said that. And is co-founder and spokesperson of Move to Amend, www.movetoamend.org. And you're hearing them both on a community radio station that I got involved with because I thought media reform and informing the public is a foundational issue, because I heard about corporate personhood, this strange legal fiction, on community radio. I hear so many things on community radio that I'm not getting in other accessible media. So I thought this was a foundational issue, journalism, the media crisis. I've come to think that there's two foundational issues, those related to Move to Amend, overturning money equals speech, and related issues, and media and journalism issues. And David, before I get back to you, I want to play one more clip. An admirer of yours named Bob McChesney, I sat down with him a year ago in Denver at a media reform conference and asked him about Move to Amend and media. Give a listen.
So I think if we're going to have the sort of reform, we need to deal with the crises we face. It will almost certainly have to have constitutional amendments. I just know. I mean, if we don't, we're just not going to have that period. That's what you're saying. Then he's just saying it's not happening. I think the Citizens United, big money in politics, issue of media reform are not even first cousins. They're joined at the hip. They're Siamese twins. Our book on that, on big money, Dollarocracy, that's coming out, the subtitle is How the Money in Media Election Complex is Destroying America, because media is a huge part of that whole election complex. So it's a media issue. They're closely related. You can't solve one without solving the other. That's impossible.
David Cobb, anything else you want to say about Move to Amend and related issues? Any reaction to what Bob McChesney said? And do you see a connection with wanting people to get involved with Move to Amend and wanting them to pick up the phone and call 888-931-0901, 888-931-0901, and supporting their community radio station? How's that for awkward segue, David Cobb?
Well, listen, I am going to actually start exactly where you began, and that is, as we began this conversation, I pointed out that the only reason that you, the listener, gets to hear something like this is because KKFI is non-corporately filtered news, information, and analysis. Tell Somebody is a locally produced weekly public affairs program on this station. It would not be allowed to exist in corporate media. And Bob McChesney knows that, one of the great public intellectuals and champions of media reform. I know that, of Move to Amend. And you as a listener know it. The reality is that you wouldn't be listening to this program if you didn't already value the opportunity to hear truth, to hear reality, to actually hear information and then engage it in your own mind and think through it. So I'm going to join Mary, I'm going to join Tom in asking you to pick up the phone now. I know that there was a round of thanks. That was great. At the top of the hour, it would be fantastic if a locally produced program could actually raise as much money for this station or even more than Amy Goodman did. Think about that for a minute. I'm a huge Amy Goodman supporter. I'm a huge Amy Goodman fan. And what she does is remarkable. It is so powerful. It is so important. And we know that people give money when they hear her voice and when they hear her pitch, because of her national program. And that's great, and we're glad that people do it. But now I'm going to talk to those people who know and understand that real systemic social change have got to begin where you live, work, and play. And you live, work, and play in the KKFI listening area. The number of times that you depend on KKFI to hear about national speakers who come through, like Bob McChesney, like myself, like Amy Goodman, the number of times that you hear about local actions that Mary Lindsay and the local Kansas City Move to Amend are doing, or the people who are fighting against this repressive ban on feeding people, for goodness sakes, what is happening in this country. Think about the number of times that you hear about local actions that you can touch down on and help to make your community a better place. How often it is that you hear that on KKFI and on Tell Somebody or one of the other fantastic locally produced programs. So as we come to the end of this hour, wouldn't it be fantastic if this locally produced program generated as many calls as Amy Goodman did? That's not to denigrate Amy. That's to lift Amy up and to say that is the site that we are setting for ourselves. That is what we're aiming for. It's a high mark. I know it. But I know there are volunteers, unpaid volunteers sitting by the phone right now ready to take your call. Wouldn't it be great if the phone lines lit up so much that those volunteers actually, you got a busy signal and you had to call back in again? So what I'm getting at is this, friends, that we know that media reform, environmental protection, the prison industrial complex, racial injustice, all of these things are premised upon exploitation and oppression. They are all examples of how there is a small ruling elite, a predatory class, that has hijacked the media institution. They have hijacked the educational institutions. They've hijacked the healthcare institutions. And they have hijacked the governmental institutions. It's going to take a movement that is broad, deep, conscious, and educated in order to build the power that we need to take our country back. And that movement must be educated. Political education is key. If there is not information, there cannot be good strategies developed. So, Tom, your question to Bob McChesney was a good one. And more importantly to me, Bob McChesney's answer, I completely agree with. Media reform and Move to Amend are not cousins. They are, in fact, Siamese twins. They're joined at the hip. In fact, they might even morph into the same thing, because really what we're talking about, friends, is a democracy movement. Do we actually believe that we the people are sovereign, that we the people have the right to govern ourselves? Do we really believe that? If we believe that, then we have to actually acknowledge that right now the social, political, and economic institutions are not democratic. They're not facilitating towards we the people making the decisions for ourselves. But every single movement that began also began with the knowledge that we can change. We can make these changes happen, and we need your support at KKFI to help facilitate that change. And I'm asking people again to please pick up the phone. We've got just a few minutes left. I think we got, 7, 8 minutes left in the program. Now is the time. If you're, one of those procrastinators, now is a great time for this program to pick up the phone and give a call and make sure that we raise the money we need to keep this community tool strong and vibrant.
Thank you, David. That was fantastic. That number for people to call is 888-931-0901, or you can pledge online at kkfi.org. I loved what you said, David, about having this program, Tell Somebody, really be able to demonstrate its followership and the importance of that program. And you guys were talking about John McChesney. Well, on the 22nd of May, John McChesney.
Yeah,
I meant
McChesney.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, on the 22nd of May, John Nichols spoke at the Central Library here in Kansas City, Missouri, and the way he opened his talk was to talk about how delighted he was to be here, and he said, and I'm very pleased that my friend and the visionary media activist and media producer, Tom Clammer, is with us tonight. And he also then went on to, you know, give a shout out to all us Move to Amend people who were there. But the point is, we really have a valuable media activist and producer in Tom Clammer here. And so I would love it if people really picked up their phones and supported this program. Because, well, if you're supporting this program, you're also supporting KKFI. And that would just be too splendid. 888-931-0901.
Mary, thank you very much for those kind words. And John Nichols out there, thank you to him also. I was kind of gobsmacked when I heard his generous remarks. And David, we do have to cut away at about 4 minutes till to make room for the next DJ to set up. But in about 2 minutes we've got left, tell us anything you'd like to about how to get involved or where to get more information or anything you want to tell the listeners today.
Remember this, friends. Again, you're listening to KKFI. This is community radio, and it depends upon community support to keep going. If you've been inspired by the conversation that you heard from Mary Lindsay and myself about Move to Amend, it's very simple to get involved. Go to the website, www.movetoamend.org, and simply sign up. Your name will immediately be shared with Mary Lindsay and the incredible team that run and coordinate the Kansas City Move to Amend campaign. And I'm going to conclude with this. Remember the kind of changes that our ancestors and our forebears did in this country, the abolition of slavery, the women's suffrage movement, the trade union movement, the civil rights movement. Friends, we stand on the shoulders of giants in this country, people who dedicated their lives, their fortunes, their sacred honor to the idea of transformational change in this country. It's been done before. It can be done again. And honestly, sometimes when I look back at U.S. history and I think of the Frederick Douglasses and the Alice Pauls and the Elizabeth Cady Stantons and the Cesar Chavez's and the Dolores Huertas, and I look back and I look at what we are doing in this generation, and I include myself, I think, how anemic have we been? We need to raise our political aspirations. We need to believe our rhetoric about we the people. We need to get active. We need to get educated. We need to get organized. And I'm going to conclude with this. Two requests. Pick up the phone. Call to make a generous donation to KKFI to keep this community radio station going, and then go online, www.movetoamend.org, sign up so we can get you plugged in to the campaign that's going to create a peaceful, just, democratic, and ecologically sustainable world for ourselves, our children, and our grandchildren.
Amen.
Thank you very much, David. We are going to have to leave it about at that. I do want to thank, though, Jerry Steele with Veterans for Peace and Corliss Jacobs and Rita Norton. Thank you all very much for calling in this morning and supporting your community radio station. And thank you, Mary Lindsay, for coming down here, answering phones, and coming on the air with me and David Cobb.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm always honored and delighted to be here.
And always honored and delighted to have you. Thank you all. And tune in next week to Tell Somebody. And keep it tuned right now for Larry J. Well, that's it. We're out of time. You've been listening to the podcast edition of Tell Somebody, www.tellsomebody.us. Comments or questions, send an email to mail@tellsomebody.us. You can also follow me on Twitter @TellSomebodyNow. The Tell Somebody podcast is produced and distributed by Tell Somebody and may or may not reflect the broadcast of Tell Somebody heard on 90.1 FM KKFI in Kansas City, streaming around the world at www.kkfi.org. I'll be on 90.1 FM KKFI every Thursday morning at 9, right after Democracy Now! If you haven't heard Tell Somebody before, I hope you'll listen again. Check out the podcast and the broadcast. Click on a tile at www.tellsomebody.us for a link to a past show. If you enjoyed the show and appreciated the information you got from it, please tell somebody about the podcast and the broadcast. Spread the word to your friends and contacts by word of mouth or Facebook or Twitter or email list or any other way you can think of. This is Tom Clammer. I'll see you next Thursday at 9 a.m. on Tell Somebody or anytime you like at www.tellsomebody.us.